there's probably a great deal of agitation, anger, perhaps grief going on in the mind right now. And all these things, all these feelings, all these thoughts can be known in the body. See if you can ask yourself, what's true for me now in the body? What is my experience in the body? What are the sensations? Can we set aside the story, the content, for just a short while, even for brief flashes? And can we know what's true in the body? There are many sensations there that can be known. The feet upon the floor, the hands wherever they are, perhaps the lips. Is there a tingling of the scalp? Is there a warmth in the temples? A fluttery feeling in the chest. You may also notice the breath moving, rising, falling. There's a lot going on, or it's always shifting and always changing. And staying close to the experience of the body, see if you can notice the agitation, the sorrow, the anger, and just notice that the anger is known. The anger is there, and you know it. The sorrow is there and you know it. And yet that which knows the anger is not itself angry. That which knows the sorrow is not itself sorrowing. Within all the turmoil, there is a still point. You may not experience it. But just be aware that it's there. In all the movement, that still point is implied. And it can be known. The thoughts and the agitation, the emotions and the turmoil come and go, move around, and it's almost as if they're spinning around an axis point, like a wheel or a gyroscope. But that somewhere there is stillness. And when the stillness is unavailable to us, sometimes we just have to have faith that the stillness is there and that it can be known, even if we're not knowing it now. Not trying to make the conflictive emotions going away. They won't. And just trying to force them out of our field of awareness will add to the conflict. But can we also allow some bit of stillness? Be present. Everything else is in movement, but awareness is steady and still. It may help to move your attention to the breath. It may also help to cultivate a little bit of gratitude for the breath that through all this difficult week has not deserted us. The breath sustains us. Good times and in bad. Stay with the breath if you find it comforting. You deserve comfort. Or you can stay with this sense of stillness beneath the turmoil or within the turmoil, however you might perceive it. If the stillness eludes you, you can always return to the breath. So steady, so reliable. And if you find the mind has wandered off into these thoughts that you've really become lost in them, when you notice that, that's the core of the practice there. Tonight you can either just notice how the stillness persisted even through the being lost, that the awareness was still there, obscured perhaps, but still there. And then either observe the mind touching on that stillness or return to the breath. Keeping the attention as relaxed and yet bright as possible. Just one breath at a time. Just watching the experience arise and pass. where the awareness stays steady and clear.